KJAN Sports.
Time now for a look at sports on KJAN. Good morning, I'm Brett Johnson with KJAN Sports. In high school softball last night, it was Carroll beating Kemper Catholic by a score of 14-0. Charter Oak Ute beat Ridgeview 11-7. Clark beat Mount Air 13-0. Coon Rapids Bayard got past Adair Casey 8-6. It was Essex over Villisca 8-5. IKM Manning beat Otobolt Arthur BCIG 4-1. It was Missouri Valley over Riverside 11-1. Nottoway Valley beat Murray 3-1. Trainer beat Griswold 12-1. Villisca over East Mills 11-2. West Harrison beat Arweva 9-8. Woodbine got past Westwood Sloan by a score of 4-1. And it was Woodbury Central 8 and West Monona 2. High school baseball from last night. It was Lawton Bronson over Logan Magnolia 10-0. Otobolt Arthur BCIG knocked off IKM Manning 6-5. Trainer beat Griswold 17-1. West Central Valley beat Nottoway Valley 5-2. It was Tri-Center over Underwood 14-3. Council Bluffs St. Albert over Lewis Central 15-10. And Mount Air got past Murray by a score of 13-9. High school baseball note to pass along to you for tonight. The Atlantic Varsity Baseball team is actually going to be playing first night against Red Oak, so the varsity baseball game for the Atlantic Trojans actually will be starting at 5:30 this evening, as again, varsity will be playing first for Atlantic. Well, Lance Lynn struck out a career-high 12 batters to stay tied for the Major League lead in victories, and Carlos Beltran hit his NL best 19th home run Wednesday night, sending the St. Louis Cardinals to a 1-0 victory over the Chicago White Sox that ended the White Sox 8-game road winning streak. Beltran homered in the third inning off Jake Peavy and had 3 of the 4 hits for the Cardinals, who have scored only 7 runs in their last 5 games and totaled just a single run for the third straight game. Elsewhere around Major League Baseball, the big news in baseball last night was Matt Cain, as Matt Cain pitched the 22nd perfect game in Major League history, and the first for the Giants on Wednesday night, striking out a career-high 14 batters and getting help from 2 running catches to beat the Houston Astros 10-0. Cain's 125-pitch perfect game featured a pair of great plays by his corner outfielders, and he got pinch hitter Jason Castro on a grounder for his third out in the and the 27th and final out of that game before a sellout crowd of 42,000. Also, New York Mets knuckleballer R.A. Dickey tossed a one-hitter against Tampa Bay in their 9-1 victory over the Rays. Dickey allowed just a first-inning infield single to B.J. Upton, but Mets manager Terry Collins says the team will ask Major League Baseball to overturn Upton's hit, saying it should have been ruled an error on third baseman David Wright instead, which would give Dickey a no-hitter if Major League Baseball does overturn that call. At 38-23, the Washington Nationals are off to their best start in franchise history. The Nationals completed their first 6-0 road trip since the franchise moved from Montreal by beating Toronto 6-2 to complete a 3-game sweep in their series. Curtis Granderson had a go-ahead 2-run homer in the 6th inning, and the streaking Yankees beat the Braves 3-2. Philadelphia jumped to a 6-0 lead over the Minnesota Twins and hung on for a 9-8 victory. Craig Gentry hit a 2-out RBI single in the 8th inning, and Matt Harrison combined with 2 relievers on a 6-hitter as Texas beat Arizona 1-0. Mike Moustakas walked with the bases loaded in the 11th inning to give Kansas City a come-from-behind 4-3 victory over Milwaukee. Oakland rallied with 3 in the top of the 9th inning to stun Colorado 10-8 at Coors Field. Detroit doubled up the Chicago Cubs 8-4 as Johnny Peralta had 3 hits and 2 RBI for the Tigers. Boston routed Miami 10-2 as David Ortiz hit his 15th home run and drove in 3 runs. Substitute starter Jake Heredia struck out 9 over 7 steady innings as the Baltimore Orioles beat the Pittsburgh Pirates 7-1. Brandon Phillips hit a 2-run homer and drove in 3 runs in the Reds' 5-3 victory over the Indians. Eric Ibar led off the 9th inning with his first home run of the season as the LA Angels got past the LA Dodgers 2-1. And Yonder Alonso homered in the 7th inning, and Jason Marquis and 3 relievers combined on an 8-hitter as the Padres beat the Mariners 1-0 on Wednesday night. St. Louis Cardinals pitcher Chris Carpenter took a step forward in rehabbing a shoulder injury that sidelined him all season, throwing off a mound for the first time. The 2006 Cy Young winner threw 26 pitches Wednesday, several hours before the Cardinals played the White Sox. He's scheduled to throw again on Friday and then a few more times next week, as the Cardinals hope to have him back sometime after the All-Star break. Other baseball news, Hall of Fame manager Tommy Lasorda says he's feeling really good while recovering from a mild heart attack after he had one last week in New York. The energetic 84-year-old Lasorda says doctors inserted a stent into an artery that showed a 90% blockage, while three other arteries appear to be in good condition. Also, Brewers manager Ron Renicki and Mets manager Terry Collins will serve as the NL coaches to manager Tony La Russa at this year's All-Star Game. Meanwhile, Royals manager Ned Yost and Oakland manager Bob Melvin will help coach the American League, which will be managed by Ron Washington of the Texas Rangers. Irving Falu homered and drove in two runs to support three pitchers who stymied the Iowa Cubs in the Omaha Storm Chasers 5-2 victory Wednesday in the last of three meetings at Principal Park in Des Moines. The Storm Chasers swept the series against Iowa and recorded their season-high eighth straight victory to improve to 42-25 and widen their lead to 13 games over the second-place I-Cubs in the American Conference North Division. Today's games will have the Iowa Cubs hosting Albuquerque at 7:05 at Principal Park in Des Moines. The Omaha Storm Chasers are on the road. They're at Nashville today for a 7:05 game. Well, college basketball coaches are taking advantage of new rules that allow them to spend more time on the court with players during the summer, as coaches are allowed 2 hours of contact per week during an eight-week period. And break coach Mark Phelps says it has paid off for his team, which will welcome eight new players next season. As Phelps says, the new rules will help for the season coming up this year.
The new rules are really perfect timing for us, you know, to be able to integrate those guys throughout the summer, to work with them. The 2 hours a week for the 8 weeks is, you know, perfect timing.
Meanwhile, Northern Iowa men's basketball coach Ben Jacobson talked about how his UNI players use their time.
We've done all small group stuff to this point. Got them by, you know, for the most part, you know, by position and in groups of three or four guys. And just working a lot of skill stuff right now, a lot of ball handling, a lot of stuff attacking the basket, and a little bit of shooting.
Also in college basketball news, former Nebraska men's basketball coach Doc Sadler has been hired by the University of Kansas, as he'll be the team's director of basketball operations. Pac-12 Commissioner Larry Scott says school presidents will be presented of more than one possible format to determine college football's national champion. Scott says the Presidential Oversight Committee will have options, and he means that in the plural sense, to choose from when they meet in 2 weeks. Scott spoke before leaving for Wednesday's meetings with conference commissioners and Notre Dame athletic director Jack Swarbrick. The Chiefs have placed backup tight end Martin Rucker on injured reserve with a right knee injury that will require surgery. Kansas City made the official move on Wednesday while in the midst of a three-day minicamp. Tiger Woods and Phil Mickelson resume golf's greatest running rivalry at the U.S. Open at the Olympic Club today, and a major champion named Bubba Watson also will be along to witness their greatness. It will be the first time Woods and Mickelson have been paired in the championship since Torrey Pines in 2008, when the USGA grouped players off of their world rankings. As Bubba Watson won this year's Masters, as he'll again be playing with Tiger Woods and Phil Mickelson, their tee time is scheduled for about 9:30 this morning. And the U.S. Anti-Doping Agency is bringing doping charges against seven-time Tour de France winner Lance Armstrong, threatening to strip his victories in those storied cycling races. Armstrong could face a lifetime ban from the sport if he's found to have used performance-enhancing drugs. The move by the USDA immediately bans him from competing in triathlons, which he turned to after retiring from cycling last year. And the Oklahoma City Thunder and Miami Heat will meet in Game 2 of the NBA Finals tonight in Oklahoma City. The Miami players say they are concentrating on not allowing as many easy baskets as they did in a 105-94 series opening loss on Tuesday night when Kevin Durant pounded in 36 points. That's a look at our sports on KJAN. I'm Brett Johnson for KJAN Sports.